Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
There's been a lot of lying in this family.
And a lot of love.
More lies.
And I met this girl, so I invited her here. Is that okay?
No.
Maybe you can just accept who I am and love me anyway.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Family therapy? What the hell is this?
You said we were going out for frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
Well, that's a very, very funny take on what it means to be part of a family. But there are some serious issues, of course. Let's talk about how old you should be when you become a parent. The world's oldest mother died last week, a Spanish woman who gave birth to twins when she was 67, but cancer took her life just 3 years after her children were born. This week, we're going to explore the hot-button issue of when is too old to have children. Lisa Belkin wrote about the issue in this past weekend's issue of the New York Times blog Motherlode, Adventures in Parenting. She joins us from Bronxville, New York. Also with us, Karen Day, a 56-year-old mother of a 3-year-old. She's also got three other children. She's an independent journalist, and Karen joins us from her home in Haley, Idaho. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Lisa, for those who haven't heard of Maria del Carmen, who was she and how did she end up being a mother at 66?
Well, from all reports, she was a woman who always wanted to have children. She never married. Her mother would not have approved of her having children unmarried. And so when her mother passed away, Maria was 67 years old and still wanted children. And the technology exists. Now, she had to lie because most clinics have a cutoff in their 50s. But she lied to a clinic in California and said she was 55 years old and she gave birth at 67 as a single mom.
Now, some people may use her death at 69 when her children are just toddlers to say that she was unequivocally too old. But do you have a date in your mind? When do you think is too old, if there is any point?
I remember when my son was a toddler and our neighbor across the street, who was prematurely gray but quite young and energetic and 40, was pregnant. And he looked at me and said, you know, Kathy's having a baby. Isn't she too old? It's subjective. And there is no longer a cutoff. I mean, it used to be that nature took care of that. And now we have technology that can override nature. And there's a feeling on the one hand of, well, we need to do something about this. I mean, we need to control this. And it's a tragedy when a mother dies and leaves children this young. It doesn't mean mothers don't die and leave young children at any age, but you're increasing the odds. If you have a child older, you are guaranteeing less time with them than if you have a child younger. On the other hand, I chafe at the idea of, well, let's regulate this.
Right.
Because where do you draw a legislative line? What I think a conversation can do is create a more agreed upon social line, and let's keep it in perspective. These women are outliers.
Well, let's go to an outlier, Karen Day. You made what some people would interpret as a similar decision to have a baby at the age of 53. A lot of people call, a last child who comes after some other children far behind the caboose. But if your youngest child is a caboose.
Right?
Exactly.
Or a debacle.
Right, but this was not a surprise.
You know it in your Depends, yes.
So this wasn't a surprise, though. You tried hard to have this baby. Tell us a little bit of your story.
Well, you know, I already had three children, and none of them had turned into serial killers, even though I progressively have had four children in 4 decades. But my new husband had never been able to have children because of fertility issues, and the technology just came into existence within the 2 or 3 years when we had met each other kind of on the last lap of, you know, the last chance lap there. And so we looked into having a surrogate, which was when we really looked at it professionally. I'm a journalist. I did a lot of research. And it's a lot when you're looking, you're looking to buy the mother of your child services. It was upwards of $60,000.
Wow.
And it was actually the fertility doctor that suggested, look, you're in perfect condition. You've already had three successful pregnancies. You're a fit 53-year-old. Why don't we look at you? And, of course, the other thing was I had not reached menopause. But that's not a predictive situation. I mean, I asked him if I was the, you know, after laboring with my own belief systems about the fact that I was too old, and my husband was exactly my age, you know, he said that he also had had a 59-year-old woman who had given birth for her daughter who was incapable of carrying her own children. So,
let me just quickly,
you know, my first question, though, is when we look at, you know, should this be regulated, why isn't there, you know, I was reading last night that there is a 90-year-old man who just fathered his 21st child, and why is the conversation immediately towards, you know, a woman who, of course, might be increasing the odds of dying when her children get older? Of course, just the first child is enough to make you, like, consider using a butter knife on your wrist because that's so shocking. By the fourth time, I was knew exactly what to, right, you know, expect.
Let me go back to Lisa for a second.
Too old.
Well, Karen, you did get to the issue of regulation, which I wanted to. But Lisa, what about what Karen's saying about old dads? You know, there's some evidence now that sperm is not the same forever. And although men can use it longer than women can have fertility, that it's a double-edged sword.
It is, but we are different biologically, and we chafe at that. I don't like it either. I don't like the fact that men can do whatever they want for as long as they want, and society gives them a pass. And women, we have these kinds of conversations. But there is one reality, of course, which is when a 91-year-old man has a child, he is by definition having it with a woman who is still young enough to have a child. So you have parents, at least one of whom is younger. When an older woman has a child, she is not, by definition, having it with a partner who is still young and likely to be around. So they just are, you know, we can yell and scream and not like it, but there is a biological difference.
All right. There's much to see ahead. We will link on our website, thetakeaway.org, to a very cute picture of you, Karen, dressed up as a cowgirl. You actually do live on a ranch with your toddler son. We have to wrap now. Karen Day, 56-year-old mother of a 3-year-old and a journalist, and also journalist Lisa Belkin, writer for The Motherlode, Adventures in Parenting, a blog at The New York Times.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.